Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the morning news bulletin, I am Matsina. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has appealed to all the political parties to participate in a detailed discussion on the work of Amendment Bill when it will be tabled in Parliament. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Rijiju said the bill is ready and some leaders are spreading lies over the bill, which is very detrimental to the society and the nation.
The innocent Muslims are being told and misled by saying that the government is going to snatch the properties and rights of the Muslims. The falsehood is breaching all the records. They are saying that this Waqf Amendment provision will take away the Qabristans and the Masjid. What can be more blatant lies than this? So the false narrative being spread by some of the people are very detrimental to our society and nation.
He said such attempts for misguiding the innocent people are condemnable. He said the widest ever consultations over the bill has been done by the Joint Parliamentary Committee. Mr. Rijiju said that the committee to which the bill was referred for wider consultations deliberated in detail with every stakeholder. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government over the past decade has uplifted country's health infrastructure by taking a holistic approach to improve the health sector across the entire country. Mr. Shah stated that the health infrastructure has been improved from the primary to tertiary level. He was addressing a gathering after unveiling a statue of Maharaja Agrasen at the Maharaja Agrasen Medical College campus at Hisar in Haryana yesterday.
मेडिकल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में ढेर सारा काम नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार ने 64,000 करोड़ रुपया पब्लिक हेल्थ सेंटर और कम्युनिटी हेल्थ सेंटर इसके लिए खर्च कर एक बहुत बड़ा मेडिकल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का बेसिक खाका बनाने का 730 इंटीग्रेटेड पब्लिक हेल्थ लैब बनाए गए 4382 ब्लॉक पब्लिक हेल्थ यूनिट्स बनाए गए और 602 क्रिटिकल केयर बॉक्स ये 10 साल के अंदर नए निर्मित किए गए.
On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the newly built ICU and laid the foundation stone for the postgraduate hostel. The Unified Pension Scheme UPS for central government employees will come into effect from today. The UPS is introduced by the central government as an option under the National Pension System. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, PFRDA, has recently notified regulations for operationalization of the UPS. The regulations pertain to three groups of central government employees. The first category includes an existing central government employee in service as on 1st April 2025 who is covered under NPS, while the second category includes new recruits in the central government services who joined service on or after the first day of April 2025. The third category includes central government employees who were part of the NPS and retired on or before 31st of this month, whether through regular retirement and voluntary retirement, are eligible for UPS. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has called upon the youth, especially from districts and rural areas, to come up with their startups and enterprises. Speaking after inaugurating the Vikasit Bharat Entrepreneurs Network office in Hyderabad yesterday, the minister said the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is encouraging the youth to have their own enterprises and startups so that they can provide more and more employment opportunities to make the country a developed one by the year 2047.
नौजवानों को प्रोत्साहित करने के लिए विकसित भारत एंटरप्रेन्योर्स नेटवर्क के नाम पर आज हैदराबाद में संस्था शुरू किया है. ये प्रधानमंत्री जी के विजन पर जो लोगों को रोजगार मिलना चाहिए, इसी दृष्टि से ये डिस्ट्रिक्ट हेडक्वार्टर्स असेंबली हेडक्वार्टर्स में ज्यादा उपयोग हो सकता है. इसे काम से मेरा विश्वास है ये संस्था के द्वारा आने वाले दिन में ज्यादा लोग इसमें ट्रेनिंग लेंगे, ज्यादा लोगों को इच्छानुसार स्टार्टअप शुरू करने का प्रोत्साहन मिलेंगे.
Dr. Lalpath Labs, a leading pathology lab focused on providing quality diagnosis services, was inaugurated at Dimapur yesterday. Speaking at the inaugural function, advisor to Chief Minister Naglan Dr. Chumban Muri said that Dr. Lalpath Labs has made a significant achievement by expanding from a single laboratory to more than 300 plus across the country. He expressed appreciation in bringing world-class laboratory facilities to Nagaland and added that Nagaland has bright future in healthcare facilities. Chief Executive Officer Dr. Lalpath Labs, Shankar Banerjee, said Lalpath Labs is the leading pathology provider today and has its presence in Assam, Shillong, Aizawl, Agartala and now in Dimapur. With that, we come To the end of the morning news, stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.